There you've got the waterfront, and what better use to make of it than form a group that would promote public access through non-motorized, you know, no impact really, use of the waterfront. And that's what we set out to do. We wanted to open it up and make it available to lots of people.
You know, from the very beginning, it became a focus for people who are interested in water recreation and staying in shape. And it evolved from, it originally was a few rowing shells. And then people started bringing their kayaks and their canoes. And then, as you know, the whole sport has evolved into these far more high-performance surf skis and racing kayaks and this sort of thing. From the very beginning, there was a kind of a core of maybe 10 or 20 people. And then Larry and other folks began to make it much more of an organization. And one of the things that made it possible was because we had the barn and people could keep their boats in there, we had a source of revenue because we charged rent to having the boats in there. And that really made it into much more of a viable organization because they had a budget.
Our focus and philosophy was to make it so that the membership fees and rental fees were not really a barrier for most people for usage. It was supposed to be real user-friendly so that there was no possibility that it could be regarded as an exclusive club.